Welcome back to day 30 of our 40 for 40 Lenten journey through the book of Exodus. Today our suggested reading is Exodus chapter 30, and our key verses are 11 through 16. We're three-fourths of the way there, friends. I'm thankful that you've been with me for this journey. I love the way that God orders the Israelites, the way that he orchestrates their culture and way of life. In our key verses, we see that God's command for what is called the atonement money. In practical terms, maintaining the tabernacle and all that comes with it costs money. This stewardship commandment is a departure from our instructions surrounding the instruments of worship. It says that all Israelites will be counted and registered in a census, and these are the ones who belong to the community of the redeemed. Being a member of this community carries responsibility. Every adult must pay one half shekel to maintain the machinery of the presence of God. The act of paying this is also an act of solidifying themselves as a part of the community. It was symbolic of their investment to God and to the community. Everyone is called to make the same gift, regardless of wealth or income. This is a simple gift that everyone was capable of giving that was a unifying statement. Other gifts that God will ask for will be based on wealth, but this specific offering was not one of those. And I love the idea of a universal investment for the entire worshiping body. Later on, God will instill the idea of the tithe, giving 10% of what you earn back to God in praise and sacrifice. But there's something special about a small gift that everyone gives. Everyone in the body of faith needs to be committed and invested to keep the tabernacle in operation. And friends, the same goes for us today. The church needs every member to be invested and committed to keep our mission and ministry running effectively. We all have different capacities to give of our time, energy, and finances, but each of us needs to make a commitment to God and to the church, to offer ourselves to the glory of God. Even a small, consistent financial gift can go a long way to making a difference in the kingdom of God. Our questions for today. How can you use this lesson to teach your children and grandchildren about the importance of committed generosity to God and to the church? Can you think of a way to make a small gift to your church that would benefit its ministries? Let's pray together. God, instill in us a spirit of generosity and investment. Help us to be a people who do not just take from you, who receive all the good things that you pour out, all of the blessings, all of the mercy, all of the salvation, and offer you nothing in return. God, help us to be a people who meet your gifts with our own. While they can never compare or match up, we know that you don't ask for that. You ask for a small portion of what we have to bring glory and honor to you. God, help us be a people who are willing to open up our lives, our time, our energy, and our financial resources to your kingdom's work. We ask all this in the beautiful and powerful name of Jesus. Amen.